This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with the latest on the man who slammed that pickup truck into a crowd celebrating the arrival of the new year in New Orleans. 15 people killed. He was shot dead by police. The AP's Jennifer King.
Police searched a property in the north of Houston in connection with Wednesday's deadly attack in New Orleans, which the FBI says it's investigating as a terrorist act. The suspect was identified as a 42-year-old U.S. Army veteran from Texas, Shamsuddin Jabbar, FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Althea Duncan.
We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible. We're aggressively running down every lead.
The killer was an American citizen.
President Biden says Jabbar posted videos to social media saying he was inspired by the Islamic State group.
Expressing a desire to kill.
He joined the Army in 2007 and deployed to Afghanistan from 2009 to 2010. He transferred to the Army Reserves in 2015 and left the service in 2020 with the rank of Staff Sergeant. Sources say when he died, he was wearing camouflage, a ballistic vest and helmet, and a flag of the Islamic State group was on the truck's trailer hitch.
Authorities in Las Vegas say terrorism hasn't been ruled out after that Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel. This was on Wednesday. The blast killed a suspect inside the vehicle. Anna Bruce was visiting Las Vegas, and she says she saw three explosions.
First one, where we saw the fire. The second one was, I guess, the battery or something like that. And the third one was the big explosion.
Firework mortars and camp fuel canisters were found in the truck, say authorities. Today, President Biden's bestowing the second highest civilian medal on Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson, leaders of the congressional investigation into the Capitol riot. Gunmen opened fire on a group of people outside a New York City nightclub last night. 10 people wounded. The shooters fled. This is AP News. Almost time to look up.
Astronomers are gearing up for more planetary marvels in 2025, but warning they won't eclipse last April's total solar eclipse. Millions of people traveled to the best viewing spots in the country, like Mesquite, Texas last spring, to watch the sun totally disappear behind the moon.
It was awe-inspiring.
This year, there will be two lunar eclipses. On March 14th, the moon will vanish for about an hour over North and South America, and then just 2 weeks later, a partial solar eclipse. The cosmos is promising plenty of other wow moments in 2025. A six-planet parade takes shape later this month, lining up in the sky to form a long arc. And there will be three supermoons lighting up the sky in October, November, and December. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.